Good evening. God is holy. I am sinful. God is holy. And I am sinful. I feel like I could just stand up here and say, holy, holy, holy is God. But at communion, we celebrate what our holy and perfect Lord Jesus, God's own Son, did as our mediator. In considering the depth and meaning of communion, I found it humbling to consider God's holiness. I've chosen Isaiah 6, 1 through 4, as Isaiah the prophet wrote, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the entire temple. Above him were seraphs, angels, each with 6 wings, and 2 wings covered their faces. 2 wings covered their feet, and with 2 wings they flew. And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. The whole earth is full of his glory.' At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke." The holiness, the separateness, the supreme and absolute greatness of God is beyond our understanding. We are sinful and unable to approach God ourselves. And in God's perfection, his absolute sovereignty, and his love for us, God sacrificed of himself his own Son to provide a way for us. 1 Timothy 2, 5 through 6 states, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time." The death that Christ suffered was brutal, it was painful, and full of more suffering than we can ever imagine. But for our Lord, the physical suffering, the torture, and the death by crucifixion, that was not the greatest torture. That was not his greatest suffering. Jesus, who is God and is one with God, having been with God for eternity, is the only one who can take our sins upon himself to remove them from us. C.J. Mahaney described Christ's suffering in this way: "Such utter desolation has never existed in all eternity. On the cross, the incarnate Son was forsaken by the Father because the Father is holy, because this holy Father was, before this holy Father, was the most grotesque, most obscene mass of sin in the history of the world, the monstrous sight of the unbounded totality of human sin rested upon one man. The pain of crucifixion and the sickness and the grief and repulsion came from having every terrible sin of man transferred to Christ, our Savior, the perfect Lord, who had never sinned. Yet this torture did not compare to Christ, who had always been one with the Father, being torn and separated from God as far as the east is from the west. Christ had always been with the Father, and he was separate." This is what we celebrate, what Christ did. This is what we celebrate and remember at communion: God's holiness and our sinfulness, and what Christ, our mediator, who God in his love provided for us so that we could have forgiveness from our sins. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. If you know the Father that I am talking about and have put your faith in Christ Jesus and repented of your sins, this celebration here is for you. If you have not been changed by the grace of God, by Jesus' death on the cross, you can be. Ask God for faith to believe and repent of your sins. Acknowledge that Jesus paid the price for you and believe in him. You will then be reconciled to God through Jesus and only through Jesus. If you will not believe or repent towards Christ, then please let the bread and the cup pass by tonight. And please don't leave tonight without talking to me or one of the elders about this great sacrifice. So as the men pass out the elements, if you have been forgiven by Christ's death, focus on what Jesus did for you on the cross. And please take the elements on your own when you're ready.